弟兄姊妹，感谢主，早晨我们能够一同聚在他的跟前。
We thank the Lord, brothers and sisters, that we can gather together before Him this morning.
我们今天想要和弟兄姊妹交通一个题目。
This morning I have this burden to share with you one topic.
这个题目我比较好像比较难定一点，我想要定叫做基督徒的柔和。
I had some difficult time trying to define the topic, and what I was thinking was Christians' meekness.
Yeah, 实际上基督徒本身没有什么谦和的，应该是基督的谦和。
Well, actually, Christians don't have meekness in them, but it's Christ's meekness.
Yeah, 不过今天盼望能够就着这个题目和弟兄姊妹有点交通。
But I would like to share with you this topic this morning.
我们开始的时候我们还是读几段的经文。
Let's read several passages of the scripture.
第一段的经文是在马太福音第十一章。
The first passage we're going to read is found in the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 11.
我们好不好找着了我们大家都翻到第十一章，我们从二十八节读到三十节。
We shall read Matthew 11, 28 through 30.
我们找着了，我们好不好一起来
？We should read in unison.
马太福音十一章二十八节到三十节。
Matthew 11, 28 through 30.
我们中文英文一起来。
You should read in unison in either language.
那时耶稣说，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事。
二十五不是二十八。二十五。
OK, 对不起，是二十五节到三十节。
We'll start from verse 25.
OK, 十一章二十五节到三十节。
Matthew 11, 25 through 30.
一起来。
Let us start.
那时耶稣说，父啊，天地的主，我感谢你，因为你将这些事向聪明通达的人就藏起来，将婴孩就显出来。父啊，是的，因为你的美意本是如此。一切所有的都是我父交付我的，除了父没有人知道子，除了子和子所愿意指示的，没有人知道父。凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。我们接下来再读马太福音第二十一章。
Let's go to Matthew chapter 21.
第五节。
Verse 5.
马太二十一章第五节。
Matthew 21, verse 5.
我们一起来。
Let us read together.
要对西安的居民说，看哪，你的王来到你这里。是温柔的，又骑着驴，就是骑着驴驹子。好，我们再读马太福音第五章第五节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 5. 等一下。
好，马太福音第五章第五节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 5.
温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。好，我们再来读加拉太书第五章二十二节到二十三节。
Let's go to Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23.
加拉太书第五章二十二节到二十三节。
Galatians 5, 22 and 23.
我们还是一起来。
Let us read together.
圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。好，我们继续再读哥罗西书第三章十二节。
Let's go to Galatians chapter 3 verse 12. Colossians 3:12.
哥罗西书三章十二节。
Colossians 3:12.
所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。 好，我们再读提摩太前书六章十一节。
First Timothy chapter 6 verse 11。
提摩太前书六章十一节。
First Timothy 6:11。
好，我们一起来。但你这属神的人要逃避这些事，追求公义、敬虔、信心、爱心、忍耐、温柔。我们今天经文稍微读多一点点，所以弟兄姊妹稍微忍耐一下。我们再读雅各书第一章二十一节。
Please be patient with me. We are reading a few more passages.
雅各书。
First, James 1:21.
雅各书一章二十一节。
James 1:21.
好，一起来。
Let's read together.
所以你们要脱去一切污秽和淫欲的邪恶，存温柔的心，领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。好，那我们再读以弗所书四章二节。
Let's read Ephesians 4:12.
以弗所书四章二节。
Ephesians 4:12.
我们来一起来。
Let's read together.
凡事谦虚、温柔、忍耐，用爱心互相宽容。那也许我们最后就再读一节，在提多书三章二节。
One last verse, Titus, second chapter, verse 3. Third chapter, verse 2.
提多书三章二节。
Titus 3:2.
我们还是一起来。
Let's read together.
不要毁谤，不要争竞，总要和平，向众人大显温柔。所以今天我们就着这个题目和弟兄姊妹有点交通。
So this morning I'd like to share with you this topic.
我们或者说是基督徒的温柔。
Let's call it Christian's meekness.
我们知道从我们刚刚所读到的经文里面看见我们的主他就是一位温和温柔的主。
From the passages that we have just read, we found out that our Lord is a meek Lord.
我们的主他是一位君王，可是当他在要进耶路撒冷城的时候。
Even though our Lord is a king, when he was entering Jerusalem.
圣经里面形容他乃是谦谦和和的骑着驴驹子进到耶路撒冷。
And the scripture describes his entering as being very gentle,and lowly, and was riding on a donkey.
在那个时候，正是他在服事的高峰，在那个时候，他正是受到众人欢迎的时候。
And at that moment, it was the epitome of his ministry, and also he was very welcomed by the crowd.
在那个时候，他要进耶路撒冷城的时候，在路旁有许多的人在那边夹道欢迎，他们把那个棕榈枝丢在地上，在那边呼喊说：“何塞纳，何塞纳。”奉主名来的是应当称颂的。
And the crowd lined up the streets and laid the palm trees on the ground, crying out, Hosanna, Hosanna, praise be to the coming Lord.
可是我们的主，我们的王，他是骑着一个驴驹子，缓缓地进入城内。
And yet our Lord and King was riding on this lowly donkey and entering the city.
我们的主不仅仅是一位温和温柔谦和的君王。
So our Lord is not only a king of lowliness and meekness.
不仅仅是这个外面的一个表现，这乃是他里面生命的性质。
It's not just an outward appearance, but this is the true nature of his inner life.
所以在马太福音第十一章，它里面有一个说明，有一个宣告。
So he pronounced in chapter 11 of Matthew.
他说：“我的心里面是柔和谦卑。”
He says, "I am meek and gentle."
可是主不仅仅停在那里，并且他更进一步的呼召向着众人。
But then he made a pronouncement toward the crowd.
他要我们能够进到他的跟前，因着他能够得享安息。
And he wanted the crowd to come before him so that we may have rest because of him.
弟兄姊妹， 柔和是主生命里面的特性。
So gentleness is one character of our Lord's life.
是主他的性格。
And this is his nature.
而他盼望他的儿女们，他的神的百姓，能够在这个点上面能够学他的样式。
And so he would want his children to learn of him in this matter.
所以我们也看见，在马太福音第五章里面提到，如果我们在主的跟前有这样子的一个光景的话，我们能够在主的跟前能够大大的蒙福。
And in Matthew 5, if we can have this kind of condition before the Lord, then we will be greatly blessed.
主的话说，那个柔和的、温柔的人有福了，他们必承受地土。
It says that the meek ones will be blessed and they will inherit the earth.
并且保罗在书信里的教导里面看见，我们不论是在，我们乃是神的选民，所以我们应当存的一个温柔的心。
And Paul teaches us that because we are the chosen ones of God, we should have this gentle spirit.
这一个温柔是显在一切，甚至在教导的里面，在劝诫的当中和与人相处的里面。
And through in this kind of meekness and gentleness, when we teach people, when we share the message with people.
所以我们看见这温柔是非常重要的。
So we see that the meekness is very critical.
我们的主他是温柔的。
Our Lord is meek.
他的性情就是温柔的。
And his nature is meekness.
如果我们在主的跟前有一个温柔的态度。
If we have this attitude of being meek.
我们就能够在主的跟前蒙福。
And then we'll be blessed before the Lord.
并且这个温柔显在神的儿女们当中成为一个见证。
And then we can have this meekness as one of our testimonies.
可是现在问题来了，什么叫做温柔？
But we have a problem. What does meekness mean?
弟兄姊妹，你现在不用闭眼睛，不过你可以想想看。
You don't have to close your eyes, but you can imagine.
你觉得什么是温柔？
What do you think meekness is?
按照我的想法，温柔可能是一个人说话比较不急不徐，慢慢的来。
According to my own thinking, someone is meek, then the way he or she speaks is kind of slow.
也许个性不那么的急躁。
And, he is not in any rush at all.
不论什么情况他总是面带微笑。
And in all circumstances, he always wears that smile.
这也许在弟兄身上我们描述叫做谦和。
So we will describe someone, like that, he or she is meek.
对，在姊妹身上我们中文叫做温柔。
And also, if she's brought a sister, we will say the sister is very meek.
Yeah. 当然，如果一个人说话非常的急躁，然后个性里面非常的暴躁，我们当然看出来这不是温柔。
So if someone talks fast and loud and has all this anxiety, we wouldn't call this person meek.
可是弟兄姊妹，如果这一个外面一个好像温柔的表现，不过是出于我们自己的天性，我们这个旧造的话。这还不是圣经里面所说的温柔。
So if our experience looks like a meekness, but it's just part of our old nature, then this is not what the Bible talks about. It's not what the Bible talks about.
有人天性就是比较慢一点。
Because some people are born being slow.
有人就是修养好一些。
And some they have built a very good character.
不论我们这个修养道德规范怎么样弄怎么样搞，还是在我们的旧有的生命的当中。
So no matter how hard we try to build this character and how much we have attained, but still it remains in our old character, our nature.
如果是从我们旧有的生命出来的，这不是圣经里面所提到的温柔。
Anything that comes out of our old creation, then this is not what the Bible talks about when it talks about meekness.
同时，有的时候主也允许把我们摆在一个环境的里面。
Sometimes the Lord allows us to be put in a circumstance.
因为我们实在我们不认识我们的自己，我们觉得我们自己是一个温柔的人。
Because we truly do not know ourselves, we sometimes think that, hey, I'm pretty meek.
所以主允许把我们摆在一个环境当中试试我们。
And sometimes God will put us in certain circumstances just to test us.
才发现我们实际上我们自己是我们的温柔，我们的忍耐是非常有限。
And then we find out that our meekness and our patience is very limited.
如果有个人来刺激我们一下。
Sometimes people will agitate us.
第一次的时候我们也许还能够面带微笑。
The first time that we may still be smiling.
再来一下。
and they would agitate us once again.
笑得就不那么自然。
And then our smile is not as natural.
再来一下。
And one more time.
如果你这个笑脸不变成怒脸就已经很不错了。
And it's pretty good if you do not show an angry face.
所以我想做父母的大概都很有这方面的经验。
I think parents have a lot of experience in this.
那到底是谦和是什么意思呢
？So what does it mean to be meek?
在圣经里面，在原文里面有几个字是形容非常相近的，那它都形容同一个性质。
And in the original text, there are several words that share the same meaning.
中文里面用的词句比较多一些，不过英文里面就是讲到或者是 meekness 或者是 gentleness.
In Chinese, there may be different terms describing the same English word, meekness.
那在中文里面，有时候讲的说是温柔，有时候讲的是柔和，有的时候讲的是温良，有的时候讲的是谦和。
So all those Chinese terms mean meekness or gentleness.
不论如何，这边所描述的是一个心态，是一个性质。
So no matter what the definition is, it describes someone's heart or condition or an attitude.
是一种的性格。
And it's a character. It's a nature of your life.
这里面讲到是里面内在里面一个降卑的一个情况。
So this is a condition of lowering ourselves in our inner life.
而且这个降卑呢，不是因着你自己无力软弱来的。
And it's not due to weakness that you want to lower yourself.
并不是一种的消极，并不是一种的自卑，并不是一种的退后。
And this is not something that's passive or self-pity or withdrawing at all.
而是一种的非常的积极的，好像一个壮士啊，他非常的有能力，他主动的积极的一种的降服。
And actually, this is a very active action exhibited by a warrior surrendering voluntarily.
所以有弟兄就讲到说，这一个谦和，这一个温柔所描述的乃是一个完全的降服在神的跟前。
So someone would describe meekness as a complete surrender to the Lord.
并且在神的跟前是一个完全的倚靠。
And also, depend totally on the Lord.
因着你面内里的心态是如此。
Because you feel this way and think this way.
所以它外面显出来的是一种的不走极端的光景。
So the our experience does not exhibit anything that's extreme.
外面所显出来的是一个非常柔和、非常可以亲近的一个情况。
And so the way they show themselves, they behave is very gentle and very easy for people to come close to them.
所以弟兄姊妹，在圣经里面所讲到的温柔或者是谦和，还不是外面的态度的一个表现。
So the meekness talked about in the Bible is not something that's our experience, appearance.
更重要的呢，乃是第一方面，并且是最重要的一方面，乃是我们向着神的一个态度。
So more importantly, we can say that is most important is our attitude toward God.
是向着神一个完全的降服，向着神一个完全的倚靠。
And the attitude is that we completely surrender ourselves to the Lord, and we have complete reliance on the Lord.
所以在圣经里面，这个温柔跟谦卑摆在一块用。
So, in the Bible, meekness and humility come together, or they are used together.
温柔跟敬畏也摆在一块用。
And also, meekness and fear, they are often mentioned together.
先由里面向着神的一个敬畏、谦卑、一个柔顺的态度。
And first comes the fear in ourselves of the Lord, and then comes gentleness and meekness.
然后之后外面有表现，所以圣经里面讲到说，这个温柔也跟平安摆在一块用。
So then we can show this nature outwardly, and Bible oftentimes mention meekness and peace together.
温柔也跟忍耐摆在一块用。
And also put together are meekness and patience.
所以是从里到外。
So it really comes from inside outward.
保罗在他书信里面也提到。
Paul in his epistles has mentioned.
在我们刚才所读到的以弗所书第四章第二节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 2.
他提到说在教会的生活。
He mentions the church life.
他说在凡事上我们要谦虚温柔忍耐用爱心互相宽容。
He says in everything that we should be gentle and meek and in love that we should get along with each other.
Yeah, 他这边讲说凡事上。
He says in everything.
他讲说每一件事。
In every single matter.
每一件事情上面，我们都要有一，都要能够谦虚、温柔、忍耐。
So we should be completely humble, gentle, and patient in everything.
然后他在写给提多书的这个书信里面。
And when he was writing to Titus,
他说神的百姓。他说要向众人呢大显温柔。
He says that God's people should show gentleness to everyone.
哎，这，我觉得中文的翻译很有意思，说大显温柔。
And says that exhibit this gentleness in a great way.
Yeah, 那在英文好像有的翻译讲说，就你把里面所有的温柔都显出来。
And the English version tries to express the You show all your gentleness.
那不过我这边想要提到重点，在这一个点上面，那个保罗的教导是说，要向众人，每一个人。
And on this point, Paul was trying to say, you should show gentleness to everyone.
所以如果我们只是轻轻呼呼，如果很快的读过这两段经文的话，我们会觉得说，哎，理所当然的嘛。
And you will think, well, of course that we should follow this teaching.
我们当然在凡事上面应该显出温柔来了。
Of course, in everything we should exhibit gentleness.
当然我们对每一个人都应该非常的温柔了。
Of course, we should show gentleness to everyone.
可是如果我们把这两段的经文拿到我们自己生活的环境里面来看的话。
But if we try to apply these two verses in our daily lives.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你如何。
I don't know about you.
对我来讲，我比较容易对一些的事情，对一些的人显出温柔。
To me, I can show.Sometimes gentleness to certain people and on certain matters.
这保罗的这边神的话语这么讲说，所有的人，所有的事。
Paul says here, in everything, towards everyone.
可是我们经里面常常讲的是，有一些人，有一些事。
But the way we are is only, to show meekness to certain people, for certain matters.
我们怎么能够，好像？达到神在他话语里面所提到的这个标准，怎么可能
how can we meet the standard mentioned in God's word? How is that possible?
我不知道对你如何，对我来讲绝对是不可能的。
And I don't know about you, but to me it's impossible.
不过我们感谢神，在人不能，在神凡事都能。
When we thank the Lord, we may not be able, but nothing is impossible with God.
这就是福音。
And this is the gospel.
人做不到的，神替我们做了，并且把做成的果效赏赐给我们。
And God can accomplish what we cannot, and also give us the results or fruits for us to enjoy.
我们今天有九位弟兄姊妹受浸归入主的名下。
This morning, nine brothers and sisters were baptized into the name of the Lord.
我们一方面为着主在他们身上的工作，我们感谢赞美主。
And we praise and thank the Lord for what He has done in these brothers and sisters' lives.
可是另外一方面，我们也为着我们的弟兄姊妹，他们在神的跟前领受这么大的恩典，我们为着他们高兴。
And we rejoice with them, as they receive such a blessing from the Lord.
因为人所不能做的，神在基督耶稣里面已经做成了，并且赏赐给他们。
Because what man cannot accomplish, God has done in Jesus Christ and has given this blessing to them.
在基督耶稣生命里面，包含着神生命里面一切的美德。
And in Jesus' life, all the good nature, good attributes, good characters are included.
彼得说，因着主已经将一切关乎生命和金钱的事赏赐了给我们。
Because of the Lord, God has given us all these matters related to life and also righteousness.
在人认为做不到的事情，神在基督里面已经做成了，赏赐给所有相信他的人。
And God has given us, all the blessings to those who believe in Him.
所以从现在开始我们要走在这条生命的路上。
So from this point on, we will walk in this way of life.
不仅是为着我们刚信主的弟兄姊妹一点点的劝勉。
And not just to encourage in those new brothers and sisters who were just baptized.
我想对所有属神儿女都是一个非常重要的提醒。
I think this is a good reminder to all God's children.
因为按照我们的天性，我们都是很有宗教情操的。
Because according to our own nature, we have some religiosity or religiousness.
我们喜欢自己做。
We like to do it on our own.
我们希望靠着自己的努力来达到。
I like to use my own strength to accomplish something.
很多时候就在自己努力的里面，我们就真实的发现，我们常常的失败，我们常常的软弱。
And in our trying and in our effort, we found out how weak and we are.
我们失去了神在基督耶稣里面所赏赐给我们的祝福。
And we will lose the blessings that God has given us in Jesus Christ.
所以有人说在 路加福音呢第十五章里面讲到了一个浪子回头的故事。
So when people were relating the prodigal son story，
在那边讲到说，我们大家都很弟兄姊妹都很喜欢用这一个故事来传福音。
And we often use the prodigal son story to share the gospel。
讲到那个小儿子如何的背逆离家，他在外面当浪子。
We talk about the younger son's rebellion and how he left home, become a wanderer。
可是实际上有时候我们的注意力忘记了摆在那个大儿子身上。
Sometimes we neglected the older son。
那个大儿子他虽然留在家里。
Even though the older son stayed home。
他虽然在那边辛勤地服侍着父亲。
Even though he worked hard for his father。
可是他所做的好像都落在宗教的行为的里面。
But what he did seems to be just acts of religion。
因为他在那边没有享受到父的爱。
Because he did not enjoy the love of his father。
当他这个弟弟从外地回来的时候呢，他好像也没有在生命的感觉里面摸到那一个喜乐，为着弟弟回家。
When his younger brother returned home, somehow the older brother did not feel the joy in him.
小儿子是一个离家的浪子。
Of course, the younger brother was a prodigal son.
大儿子在家里面好像也带着一个浪子的心态。
But even though the older son lived at home, but he seems to have this feeling of being a prodigal son.
弟兄姊妹，这对我们所有属神的儿女是一个何等重要的提醒。
And this is such a great, important reminder to all of us, children of God.
基督是我们的生命。
Christ is our life.
我们一蒙恩的时候，我们要活在这个生命的里面。
As soon as we are saved, we live in this life.
并且我们要常常地走在这条生命的道路上。
And we should always walk in this way of life.
关乎温柔这件事也是如此。
Concerning meekness is the same.
因为基督的生命它就是一个温柔谦和的生命。
Because Christ's life is a life of meekness.
而他借着圣灵已经将这个生命赏赐给你，赏赐给我。
And he has given us this very life through the Holy Spirit.
在这个生命里面带着一个真实温柔的性质。
And this life has the meekness and gentleness.
就是向神一个完全的俯伏降服，向神一个完全的依靠。
And that is a total submission and total reliance on God.
所以我想我们可以看看从基督生命里面所彰显出来这两方面的特性。
So let's examine these two aspects of Christ's life.
我想第一方面我们已经提到就是降服在神大能的手下。
And the first aspect is the total submission under God's great power.
在我们刚刚读到马太福音第十一章第二十五节到三十节。
And we read the passage of Matthew 11:25 through 30.
在那段经文里面记载主在哥拉顺和伯塞大的服事。
And it talks about the ministry of our Lord Jesus in Gerasene and Bethsaida.
对，在是在二十五节之前的一段的记载。
That story was related before verse 25.
在那边记载说主在那两个城市里面行了许多的异能。
And it talks about how many miraculous signs Jesus performed in those two cities.
可是 那两城的人终不相信。
可是 the people in those two cities did not believe.
我想只在就在这个短短的叙述里，我们看见我们的主向着他们是何等样的忍耐。
And we see that how patient our Lord was toward those people.
这边讲到说，主不是行一件神迹，行一件异能就等着大家能够回转。
And Jesus did not perform only one sign or miracles.In order for the crowd to repent.
行了一件。
He performed one miraculous sign.
不回转。
They did not repent.
主再行一件。
And he did another sign.
不回转。
They did not repent.
再行一件。
Jesus did a third sign.
不回转。
They did not repent.
圣经里面记载说主在那边行了许多的异能，他们终不回转。
And the Bible says that Jesus performed many signs and wonders, but at the end, the people did not repent.
我不知道弟兄姊妹你的反应是怎么样。
I don't know what your reaction is to this story.
我想如果我是主的话，在那个时候恐怕也反应跟那个雅各约翰差不多。
And if I were Jesus, then the reaction I would have would be similar to that of John and Jacob, James.
我要向父求啊，就从天上降下火来，把他们都烧了。
And we will seek the Lord. I ask the Lord to send down fire to devour them.
我们里面就是如此的容易被激怒，我们里面就是如此的容易发血气。
It's so easy for us to get mad and get angry.
可是主在这个环境，在这环服事里面受到拦阻，在困难的当中。
When Jesus was faced with difficulty in ministry,
可是我们主的反应却是在神的跟前是一个赞美。
But the way Jesus reacted was praising God.
他在神的跟前是一个感谢。
And he gave thanks to God.
在25节到30节里面，主承认神是天地的主。
And in verses 25 through 30, Jesus admitted that God is God of heaven and earth.
他看见在各样的环境中，我们的神仍然掌权。
And he sees that under no matter what circumstances that he was in, that God still reigns.
但弟兄姊妹，柔和谦卑就是承认主在环境中掌权。
So being meek is to recognize that God is in control. Under all circumstances,
无论我们处在什么样的环境里面
，No matter what condition we are in,
我们承认主仍然是主。
We proclaim that Lord is still Lord.
他并没有在那边不小心把我们忘记了。
And God will never forget us.
或者是在这个环境里面是太困难，我们的父神他没有办法够得到。
Or that we are in such a bad situation, difficult situation, God cannot take care of us.
主说，我们的主在那边说，父啊，天地的主。
Jesus said, Father, Lord of heaven and earth.
他在那边承认父亲在这件事情上面，在这个环境当中，他仍然是主。
So Jesus was confessing that even in this matter, God is still the Lord.
并且他在这环境里面，他承认父的美意，他向父降服。
And also that he submit himself to God according to God's will.
当主在服事上面受拦阻的时候，他在父的跟前说：“父啊，是的。”
And when Jesus was encountering difficulties in his ministry, he still came to the Father and says, "Father, yes."
我们好像在经历里面，我们常常会跟父说：“父啊，不是的。”
A lot of times, if it were we who are in this situation, we would tell the Lord, "Lord, oh no."
Yeah, 我这事情不应该是这样的。
How could this happen?
可是我们看见我们的主，他在他的柔和谦卑向着父的跟前，他说出父啊，是的。
Yet Jesus uttered, "Yes, Father."
他跟父中间没有任何的争执，他没有向父生气。
And there was no quarreling with the Father, and no getting angry with Father.
因着向着父的一个降服，因为向着父的一个承认。他里面能够满了赞美和感谢。
Because of his submission to the Lord, and also his confession to the Lord, that Jesus was filled with praise.
然后他跟着父神说：“父啊，感谢你，因为你的美意本是如此。”
And he says, "Yes, Father, for such was your gracious will."
实际上，在路加福音第十章记载同样的一件事。
The same story was recorded in Luke chapter 10.
在那边描述到，当主在这件事情上面，实际上主是里面心中就突然欢乐起来。
And it described Jesus' feeling at that moment. All of a sudden, he was filled with joy.
一个承认，一个降服，就能够带进真实的喜乐，真实的感谢。
Confession and submission can bring true joy.
而这一个降服这一个承认的生命就在你就在我的里面。
So this life of submission and confession lives in my life and your life.
不仅我们在主的身上看见这一个降服。
Not only we can see this submission in Jesus' life.
我们也在主的身上看见这一个依靠。
And we can also see his reliance nature.
我们看见主向着神有一个完全的依靠。
And Jesus was relying on God completely.
当主要选召十二个使徒的时候
，When Jesus was choosing the 12 disciples，
在他做这个决定之前那个晚上，他上山祷告，整夜不睡。
Before the decision day, he went up to the mount and spend all night praying without sleep.
他在当然这个是一个非常重大的决定，是关乎到神的国度。
Of course, this is a great, a major decision concerning the kingdom of God.
他在那边做这个决定，他不是按照自己的喜好拣选，而不是跟谁比较投缘，讲话比较投机，他就选谁。
So he was not making decision according to his own, wish or own liking. He would not just pick someone that he could get along better.
可是他在主的跟前，在这个决定上面，他降服在寻求主的旨意，并且降服在主的带领。
So on this major decision, he was depending on God to guide him, and he submitted himself completely to God.
这是一个大事。
This was a major event.
可是，在主在约翰福音书里面，他也提到说。
But in John's Gospel, it's also mentioned.
在第五章里面，他说他凭着自己，他不能做什么。
And he says that he could not do anything by himself.
他看见父做了，他才去做。
And he would do things only after he saw God did something.
所以父不做，他不做。
So without God doing things, he would not do anything.
那他并且还说，他看到父做了，他就要去做。
And he says that what he sees God does, then he will do also.
所以父做的呢，他不敢不做。
And so whatever God does, he dare not to do it.
不仅是在做什么跟。什么做什么不做这件事上面他寻求神的旨意。
Not only he seek God's will on things, which things that he should or should not do.
并且甚至在做这件事情的时间他也来倚靠主。
And also he depends on God to tell him the timing of doing certain things. Certain things.
在约翰福音七章里面记载着。
In John chapter 7.
当主要上耶路撒冷去过祝棚节的时候。
And when Jesus was going up to Jerusalem for the festival of Tabernacle,
他的兄弟要鼓励他赶快上去。
And his brothers encouraged him to go.
他说你要显扬名声的话，你现在就要去了。
Well, why don't you go now to make a big name for yourselves?
可是主的反应是说，你们的时间是容易的。
But Jesus' response was that your time is easy.
可是我的时间还没有到。
But my time is not yet.
所以我们实在是看见在主的生命里面他向着父是一个完全的依靠。
So we can see that in Jesus' life, he had this total reliance on God.
他做什么不做什么。
Whether certain things that he should do or not do.
他该如何做。
How to do them.
他什么时候做。
And when to do them.
他都是完全降服在父的跟前。
So he submitted completely before God.
我们的经历里面好像是大事自己应付不来的交给主。
But as far as we're concerned, only the major matters that I could not handle, then I would turn it over to God.
小事呢，大概我自己能够照料的呢，我自己来。
The minor things that I can take care of myself, then I won't bother God.
我自己认为好的事情，我就冲过去了，把主摆在一边。
And if I think that this is something good for me to do, then I forget about God.
可是我们实在是看见在主的生命里面他向着主向着父有一个完全的降服向着父有一个完全的依靠。
So in Jesus' life we witnessed that his complete reliance and submission to God.
因着里面这样子降服依靠带进的安息外面才有喜乐才有一个平衡的一个态度。
So because of his submission, complete reliance on God, he can have this peace and also joy.
我们感谢我们主，他是那一位温柔谦和的王。
We thank the Lord because He is a gentle and also meek King.
而他在带领我们的经历里面，他也是显出他的温和来。
So in our lives, He also showed meekness toward us.
他不仅仅在他生命里面显出那一个柔和。
Not only he exhibited this gentleness or meekness,
并且在他当他在我们身上做工带领我们脚步的时候也是在他的温和当中引领我们。
But also when he deals with us, when he leads us, he also shows his meekness.
有一天呢当我跟我儿子在那个我们家的书房里面。
One day I was with our son in our home study.
Yeah, 那我儿子在做他的功课，那我就做我自己的事情。
And I was doing something, and my son is doing his homework.
然后后来我们不知怎么的，我们就开始交谈起来。
And for some reason, we started to talk.
对，我不太记得那个话题是怎么开始的，不过后来就讲到一个点。
I don't know how we started the conversation, but we were talking about something.
我就跟他说，哎，Christopher，你记不记得小你小的时候有唱过一首儿童诗歌？那个诗歌叫做《我是主的羊》。
And I ask my son Christopher, do you remember the song that you used to sing when you were young? I am the Lord's sheep.
对对，这是一首儿童的诗歌，我记得小时候跟他一起唱。
This is a children's song I used to sing with them.
就他的反应倒是出乎我意料之外。
And his response surprised me.
他说，妈妈说我不是主的羊。
And mom said that I'm not the Lord's sheep.
他说我是主的驴。
It's mom says that I am Lord's donkey.
Yeah. 我说哈驴。
I said, really?
当然这个学顺服这件功课上面，在每个孩子上面身上都是一个挑战。
And of course, it's always a challenge for a small child to be submissive.
不过变成驴了，这个还是蛮严重的。
And to become a donkey, this is a serious matter.
Yeah, 所以是羊是驴啊，那天就困扰了我一个晚上。
So it really confused me that night whether one should be a donkey or a sheep.
搞了一个晚上没睡好。
So I lost sleep over that.
早上起来了，感谢主提醒我。
And but I praised the Lord when I woke up the next morning. I was reminded by God.
主就把这个马太福音二十五章这一段经文。
And God showed me the passage from Matthew 11:25.
我们这位温柔谦和的王。
Our gentle and meek king.
当他缓缓进入耶路撒冷城的时候。
When he was approaching slowly Jerusalem city.
他不是骑在一个受过良好训练的高大白马上面。
And he was not riding on a well-trained white horse.
他是骑在一个从来没有受过人训练的一个驴驹子上面。
He was riding on an untrained donkey.
我们知道驴是非常倔，非常犟。
We know that how stubborn donkeys can be.
可是这一个温和的君王能够坐在这一个从来没有受过训练的驴驹子的背上。
And yet this glorious king was riding on this untrained donkey.
带着他走他该走的路。
And walk in the way that he should take.
我们何等感谢我们的主他的温和。
So how much we should thank the Lord for his meekness.
我们何等感谢主向着我们的忍耐。
And how much we should thank the Lord for his patience toward us.
他是那一个温和的君王骑在驴驹子上。
He is a meek king riding on a donkey.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你觉得你是不是像羊一样的柔顺？
I don't know whether you are submissive as a sheep.
在我自己的里面，我发现我常常在主的跟前是一个顶撞背逆的光景。
I feel in my life that oftentimes I go against God and offend Him.
可是我们这一位温柔的君王，他就在他的忍耐中一路的引导。
And in His patience, our meek King followed God's leading.
一再给我们机会。
And He continuously give us opportunities, give us chances.
我记得在几年前。
I remember several years back.
当我还在波特兰跟那边弟兄姊妹一同聚会的时候。
And when I was attending meetings in Portland.
有一段时间弟兄们给邀请一些几位弟兄一同在话语上面有些操练。
Sometimes that we will gather those brothers who provides the pulpit service.And for training.
Yeah, 就有一些弟兄们就一同学习服侍主的话。
And we're trying to learn how to serve God in preaching His word.
Yeah, 这些弟兄们就有机会能够站在讲台跟大家有点交通。
And they will learn to preach from the pulpit.
几次交通下来以后。
After several meetings.
后来就弟兄们就提醒我们。
And brothers will remind me.
像个 group setting.
In a group setting.
提醒我们。
Then we were all reminded.
Yeah, 那提到说，哎，这个服侍主的话是要用灵。
We were saying that to serve God's word, it must be done with spirit.
Yeah. 那如果用灵的话呢，你这个说话声音就不会太小。
If you preach God's word in the spirit, then
不会太响。
Then your sound, your voice will not be too low.
Yeah. 我一听就觉得，哎，这个弟兄在提醒我。
Oh, then I all of a sudden realized that I was the one he was talking about.
可能是因为从小家里面的环境跟成长的背景。
Maybe it's because my background and when I was growing up.
也可能是自己天生说话就是比较声音量比较低一些。
And maybe it's just my nature that I don't talk loud.
那时候我外面的表现还是你可以说谦和哈，面带微笑。
And I was when I was preaching, I was wearing a smile, and I looked pretty humble.
对，就是听到这个话语的时候，我的当时的表现。
This is how I reacted when I heard this.
Yeah, 我对那可是里面却觉得有点不太同意。
But somehow inside I disagreed.
对，我就觉得说，哎，毕竟还是一个读书人嘛。
At least that I'm an intellectual.
Yeah, 这个讲话干嘛大呼小叫的
？Why should we talk loudly?
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见有的时候，很多时候我们只是外面有一个这样子的表现。
A lot of times that we have certain outward appearance.
可是里面没有那个性质。
But we don't have that nature inside us.
外面看起来好像还算谦和。
You look pretty humble outwardly.
实际上我们却没有那个谦和的实质。
But we do not have the humility's reality.
结果接下来这几天的时间，我就在那边到底说话要大声要小声，在那边嘀嘀咕咕。
So after that, I was mumbling to myself, should I talk loudly or not?
一直等到有一天早晨，当我翻开主的话语。
One morning, I opened up God's word.
那是读到约翰福音第七章。
And I was reading John chapter 7.
这边是讲到主到耶路撒冷去过祝棚节。
It talks about Jesus was going to Jerusalem for the festival.Of tabernacle.
讲到在祝棚节最后一天的时候，那是一个最大的日子。
It talks about the great festival at the end of the tabernacle festival.
主站起来大声地说。
And he was proclaiming loudly.
对，中文叫做高声地说，或者说大声地说。
And he proclaimed in a loud voice.
他说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。
Those who thirst can come and drink.
信我的就如同经上所记的。
Those who believe in me according to the scripture.
要从他腹中流出活水的江河。
And a living water will flow out of him.
主大声地说。
And Jesus said loudly.
突然之间抓住我的注意力。
And of course, all of a sudden, I was gripped by this.
我在主的面前俯伏。
And I bow down before the Lord.
我心里面也对着弟兄有亏欠。
And I think that I feel sorry to my brothers.
我也实在是看见主在我们一路的引领里面，他是如何的温和，如何的降卑。
So we see how along the way when Jesus is dealing with us, he is so meek and he is willing to lower himself.
当他借着弟兄提醒我的时候，我心里面不受教。
And I was rebellious when I was given the lesson by my brothers.
主并没有放弃。
But Jesus the Lord did not give up on me.
主就在这一点点读经的时间里面，他再次来提醒我。
So when I was reading the Bible, once again, he reminded me.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，主就在我们生活的细节上面，点点滴滴的里面，他来教导，来引领我。
So in our daily life, God will guide us and teach us in matters of small or great.
这一位温柔的君王，他亲自降卑。用他的忍耐来引领我。
This meek king willingly lowered himself to lead us and guide us.
我们的主自己他是谦和的。
He is meek, our Lord.
他自己是温柔的。
And he is very gentle.
而他将他自己那温和的生命赏赐给你，赏赐给我。
And he has given his life of meekness and gentleness to me and you.
并且在一路的带领上面，他温温和和的对付。在我们身上做制作的工作。
And he uses meekness, in his meekness that he deals with us and he guides us.
最终主盼望他的谦和能够成为你我的谦和。
And his hope is that his meekness can become our meekness.
他的谦和能够从我们身上能够流露出来。
And his meekness may be manifested through us.
弟兄姊妹，这是主在我们身上他恩典工作所要得着的。
So this is what God desires in His work of grace.
在旧约里面，我们看见许多的人经历到主的工作。
In the Old Testament time, we see that many people experience God's work.
其中摩西。
And we see Moses.
Yeah, 在民数记里面讲到说，他这个圣灵呢，对他有一个评语。
In the book of Numbers, in the book of Numbers, the Holy Spirit made a comment about Moses.
他说摩西为人极其谦和。
He says Moses is very gentle.
胜过世上所有的人。
More than anyone else.
他在摩西在他的服事里面受到他自己亲兄自己的亲哥哥亲姐姐的一个敌对一个抵挡。
And in Moses' ministry, he was. He was treated like an enemy by his own brother and sister.
可是就在那一个困难的境况里面，他在神的跟前俯伏。
But in that difficult, during that difficult time, he submit himself to God.
他没有为自己争什么，他伏在神的跟前。
He did not defend himself. He only submit himself.
所以圣经讲说，摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上所有。
Bible says that Moses was meek.More than anyone else in the world.
这旧约的圣徒们，他还没有得着基督自己的生命。
We know that in old time that the saints in Old Testament time has not gotten Jesus' life.
可是，在生命的经历里面，他们好像已经经历到主的工作。
But somehow in their experience, they have experienced the work of the Lord.
可是，对新约的儿女们来讲，我们已经得着主自己的生命。
But to us in New Testament time, we have already.Had Jesus' own life.
我们实在是在主的跟前是一个更蒙福的光景。
So we are in a much better, more blessed condition.
我们也在看新约里面主的门徒在主的手中经过制作所显出来的变化。
And we can see the changes, in Jesus' disciples' life after they, were dealt, by the Lord.
就如同使徒彼得一般。
Let's look at Apostle Peter.
Yeah, 当他还没有得着主生命的时候，当主跟他说他要上十字架。
When Jesus was telling Peter that Jesus will be he will be crucified, this is before Peter has gotten Jesus' life.
当主跟他说他要上耶路撒冷，在那边要被这个长老啊，要被这个祭司长，要被文士所弃绝。
And Jesus was telling them that he will go to Jerusalem and be forsaken.By the elders, by the scribes, and by the Pharisees.
并且他要被钉死在十字架上。
And he'll be also crucified.
彼得那时候的反应呢，他是就不仅是说不啊，他在这边责备主。
Not only Peter did not agree with what Jesus was saying, he was rebuking Jesus.
他跟主说万万不可，圣经里面英文里面翻译讲的说他就在这边 rebuke, 他就在这边责备主。
And he was actually rebuking the Lord.
可是当我们看见彼得在得着主的生命经历主的带领
But after Peter has gotten Jesus' life and experienced his leading
然后他的生命在神的跟前逐渐的成长成熟
And his life grows before the Lord to become more and more mature
当彼得在写这个彼得书信的时候
So when Peter was writing the epistles
他劝诫在各样困难环境的神的儿女们。
And he was encouraging God's children in difficult situations.
他说要服在神大能的手下。
Says submit to the mighty power of God.
要完全同意神的作为。
And agree or submit themselves completely to God's work.
这是一个真实的谦卑。
This is a true meekness.
主的谦和跟温柔已经显明在我们弟兄的身上。
So the Lord's humility and meekness were manifested in our brother's life.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们的主对着我们的心意。
This is what God desires, the Lord desires of us.
这也是神在基督耶稣里为我们的预备。
This is what God has made ready in Jesus Christ for us.
他将生命赐给你。
He has given you new life.
也把生命赐给我。
And also given me new life.
也在环境中允许各样的环境在我们身周遭发生。
And also God allows certain things happen to us in our lives.
让我们能够学习来活在这个生命的里面。
So we can learn to live in this life.
直到我们能够让基督的性情他的性格能够成型在他的儿女当中。
So that the character of Jesus Christ can be formed in his children.
这是神那一面的预备，神那一面的心意。
This is what God desires and what he has prepared.
那我们这一般的反应是该如何呢？
How should we respond?
保罗在提到说我们要追求。
Paul says we need to pursue.
保罗鼓励提摩太说要在公义、敬虔、爱心、忍耐、温柔的事上要追求。
He was encouraging Timothy that in things righteous and good and patience and love, you should pursue hard.
所以我想就在这个追求上面，我交通三个点。
So in this matter of pursuing, I'd like to share with three points with you.
因为在神的那一面已经是完全的预备。
Because God has already done all the preparation.
而我们这一面需要有我们适合的反应。
And we need to have appropriate response.
我们才能够真实进入到神的丰富。
Then we can enter into God's richness.
让因为神他是一位，因为我们的主他是一位温和的主，他不勉强我们。
Because our Lord is a meek Lord, he would never force us to do anything.
他要我们能够和他同工，与他配搭。
He wants us to work with him, be his co-workers.
所以有三个点我和弟兄姊妹交通一下。
Three aspects I'd like to share with brothers and sisters.
第一个是讲到我们要有一个愿意献上的心。
And one is our willingness to submit ourselves.
在罗马书第十二章第一节。
Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
这保罗在一边劝勉神的百姓要能够把自己的身体献上当作活祭。
And Paul was appealing to God's people that we should offer our bodies as a living sacrifice.
因为当我们把我们自己献上的时候，我们是在神的跟前是一个真实的降服。
When we present our bodies to God, that is true submission to Him.
我们在一边承认说，主，从今以后我的主权转移了。
And we are proclaiming that from this moment on,that I have turned over the ownership of my life to you.
摆在祭坛上面的祭物是属于神的。
And the sacrifice on the altar belongs to God.
那我们把我们自己摆在神的跟前说，主，我属于你。
And we offer ourselves before God says, I belong to you.
虽然我们在经历里面常常软弱失败在这个点上。
Even though we are weak and failed often in this point.
可是我们应该有这样子的意愿，我们愿意把我们自己献在主的面前。
But at least we must have this desire to offer ourselves to God.
因为唯有如此，我们才能够查验神的心意。
And only by doing this, we can understand God's will.
我们才能够查验神的心意是善良、纯全、可喜悦。
And we can understand God's will is pleasing, good, and pure.
因为有的时候我们是察觉了。
Sometimes we do know God's will.
我们却不发觉这个是善良、纯全、可喜悦。
But even though we know God's will, we did not feel that His will is good, pleasing, and pure.
我们明明知道主要我往那边去，我就偏偏要往这边走。
And even though we know God wants us to take this way, but we want to take the other way.
可是唯有把我们自己献在主的跟前，我们才能够跟主同意。
Only when we offer ourselves, then we can agree with Him.
他的意念是美的。
Because His thoughts is good. It's beautiful.
可是唯有把我们自己献上的时候，我们能够才会体会到他意念的美。
But only as we offer ourselves, we can appreciate how beautiful His will, His thought is.
所以我在这个第一点上面，我们要把我们有这个意愿。我想最少我们有一个这个意愿，我们把我们自己摆在神面前。
So at least we must have this willingness to offer ourselves before God.
我想第二个点也是需要领受主的话。
The second aspect is that we must receive or accept His word.
在雅各书一章二十一节
James 1:21,
这边讲到说主的话乃是能够救我们的魂呢。
And it says that God's word can save our souls.
并且能够在主的话语里面呢，我们才能够对主的心意有认识。
And only by God's word we can understand God's will.
像就比如说我们今天交通这一个温柔这个题目。
And just like when we share this topic of meekness.
如果我们不从主的话语里面来认识温柔的意义的话。
If we do not learn the meaning of meekness from God's word,
可能我们各有各的想法，各有各的领受。
Then you know, I would have my own understanding what meekness means, and you have your own.
可是我们当我们一同来到主的跟前的时候，圣灵他自己能够在我们里面做教导的。
But when we all come before God, the Holy Spirit will do the teaching.
因为主的话是我们生命的粮。
Because God's word is the bread of our life.
实际上就在雅各的教导里面，当我们要领受神话语的时候，我们也当存一个温柔的心。
So as we are ready to receive God's word, we should have an attitude of meek.
在主的话语
being meek.
Sorry. 在主的话语面前，我们先降卑。
So we should lower ourselves, humble ourselves before God's word.
有些主的话，也许我们一时不能明白。
Sometimes we do not comprehend what God's word means.
甚至有时候弟兄的交通，我们一时不见得能够领会。
Sometimes we cannot understand our brother's sharing.
可是我们要愿意带着一个温柔的心，在主的跟前等候。
But we must be willing wait upon the Lord with humility.
允许圣灵在我们心中做解释的工作。
And allowing the Holy Spirit to explain things to us.
并且我们能够在主的话里面按照里面的感觉能够来读能够来接受他的话。
And also, try to get the feeling from God's word to accept and to, do accordingly.
最后一个点是跟随圣灵。
And the last point is following the Spirit.
在加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章二十二节二十三节里面讲到
Verses 22 and 23
我想这都是弟兄姊妹非常熟悉的经文讲到圣灵所结的果子
The very familiar verses very familiar verses talking about the fruit of the Holy Spirit
里面讲到温柔也是圣灵所结的果子的一面
It talks about gentleness as one character one aspect of the Holy Spirit's fruit
所以在这我们看见这一个温柔乃是从生命里面所彰显出来的性情。
So we know that gentleness or meekness is a character or a nature manifested from our life.
并且是圣灵的工作。
And it's a work of the Holy Spirit.
是圣灵在我们生命里面的工作使得我们生命能够长大能够成熟。
And this is the work of the Holy Spirit to help us grow and to mature.
那保罗在罗马书第八章里面
In Romans chapter 8, Paul says,
他提到说我们要跟随圣灵的感觉我们才能够摸到生命摸到平安
So that we must follow the feeling of the Holy Spirit then we can have peace and joy.
所以我们在这个点上面我们来学习跟随圣灵
So let's learn how to follow the Holy Spirit in this matter.
有的时候我们会弟兄姊妹提到说我想年轻的弟兄姊妹特别在这个点上提到说哎，要背十字架跟随主好像好辛苦，好难呢。
A lot of times, brothers and sisters, especially the young brothers and sisters, says, "Oh, it is so difficult to bear our cross in following the Lord."
实际上，当我们跟随圣灵的时候，圣灵就带领我们进到十字架的经历。
But if we are mindful of the Holy Spirit, then the Holy Spirit will lead us into the experience of the cross.
因为圣灵所带领我们所走的，就是那一个新在新生生命里面的那条路。
Because the way the Holy Spirit leads us is the way of this new life.
而当我们走在这一个新生生命这条路的时候，就和我们老旧的思想、老旧的生命有一个打结，有一个不同。
As soon as we walk in this way of new life, then this goes against our old nature.
可是当我们愿意服在圣灵的引导，走在这条生命路上的时候，我们就否定了自己。
But as soon as we are willing to submit ourselves to the Holy Spirit,Then we are denying ourselves.
愿意跟这样子跟随圣灵的时候，我们就背起了十字架，摸到十字架的实际了。
As we follow the Holy Spirit's leading, then we are touching the reality of the cross.
所以我们愿意在生命里面跟随圣灵的引领。
So in our lives, we should learn to follow the Holy Spirit.
因为圣灵是真理的灵，它也是实际的灵。
Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth and also the Spirit of reality.
他要带领我们来摸到基督的生命，就是真理的实
际。He will lead us to touch the true life of Jesus Christ, and that is the life of truth.
我想时间还够，我最后再分享我自己一点点的见证。
So I still have some time left. Let me share with you my own testimony.
大约在七八年前，我自己我们全家还在波特兰。
We were still living in Portland 7 or 8 years ago.
在那个时候呢，我们的那个大女儿还跟我们在一块儿。
Our daughter was living with us.
她天生的身体上面就有一些不便的地方。
And she was born with certain inconveniences, weaknesses in her system.
所以她需要很多的照顾。
And she needed quite a bit of care.
在那个时候，在工作上面呢，也感谢主，主允许我能够在家里面做。
And I thank the Lord for allowing me or providing me with a job that I can work from home.
所以我就有很多的时间能够待在家里面，来照顾家里面的需要。
So I can stay home and take care of many things of our household.
不过那时候年纪还比较轻呢，30多岁。
And I was in my 30s, still young.
一方面知道就是主的美意，那可是另外一方面呢，心里面常常会起伏。
And on the one hand, I like to pursue God's will, but on the other hand, I still have some troubling thoughts in my mind.
我常常觉得说，哎呀，30多岁的人还想要做些什么
？And so I'm in my 30s. What else can I do?
总是有个意念冲动想要做些什么。
And I really want to do something.
Yeah, 好像被主摆在那个环境里面不能做什么。
And as though that I was feeling that, well, God, you put me in this condition, in this circumstance.I don't have the opportunity to do great things.
所以有的时候呢，就会跟主埋怨说：“主啊，我在这样子的环境里面还要多久呢？”
And I would sometimes complain to the Lord, Lord, how long, how much longer are you gonna keep me in this condition?
那好像在这环境里面没看你做什么工。
And I did not see your work in this situation.
有一天，那。这个吃完晚餐呢，姊妹去照顾孩子。
And after dinner one day, my wife was taking care of the children.
那我就在那边帮忙这个洗碗洗盘。
And I was washing the dishes.
这个时候突然情绪又来了。
And then I got into this mood again.
那个心情非常低落。
And I was quite depressed.
很奇妙哈，你在外面洗碗，你可以高兴的洗，你也可以情绪低落的洗。
It's very interesting that when you wash dishes, you can wash it happily or you can wash it in a depressed mood.
我不知道情绪低落是不是洗得比较用力还是怎么的。
I don't know if you are depressed whether you will wash the dishes harder.
Yeah. 情绪低落，可是突然之间圣灵在里面做一个提醒。
But all of a sudden I was reminded by the Holy Spirit inside me.
圣灵没有什么责备，可是他就把一首诗歌摆在我的里面。
There was no rebuking from the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit reminded me of a hymn.
我想这首诗歌弟兄姊妹也都很熟，叫做《有他同在就是天堂》。
And I'm sure that you know this hymn well. It is heaven if we have His presence.
Yeah.圣灵就把那首诗歌摆在我的里面。
So the Holy Spirit put that hymn into my heart.
有时候圣灵做工，我们还是有选择，是不是？
Sometimes when Holy Spirit works in our lives, we still can make our own decisions.
圣灵已经把那首诗歌摆在我里面，我可以选择，我可以选择唱，我选择可以选择不唱。
Even though the Holy Spirit was reminding me of that hymn, but it's my own choice whether I want to sing that hymn or not.
我感谢主，我。虽然说情绪低落，可是在那时候我愿意降服。圣灵把这首诗歌摆在我里面，我愿意唱。
And I praise the Lord, even though I was not in a good mood, but when I was reminded of the hymn, I was willing to sing that hymn.
我就大声的唱，在洗手台面对我们那个这个厨房那个大窗户，希望外面没有人听见的。不过就在这个窗户，大声的唱。
So I was standing there in front of the sink, facing the picture window in the kitchen, and I was singing this hymn.On the top of my voice.
这个诗歌里面讲说，只要有主同在就是天堂，不论你是去哪里，不论你是走向何方。
And the hymn says that so long as Jesus is with me, I'm in heaven, no matter which way I'm going, no matter where I'm going.
他说，有主同在就是天堂，不论你是处在何方何处。
No matter where you are, so long as Jesus is with you, it is heaven.
他说，只要有主同在呢，不论你是处在大厦，或是你是住在漏房。
Whether you live in a luxurious apartment or you live in a hut, so long as Jesus is with you, then you are in heaven.
有主同在就是天堂。
Jesus is with you, then you are in heaven.
我在主的跟前一点学习降服。
So I learned to submit myself to him.
我就唱这首诗歌。
I was singing this hymn.
我就继续唱。
I continue to sing.
我就一直唱。
I sing continuously.
唱到我心中喜乐满意。
And the joy just filled my heart.
唱到主的同在充满我心。
And God's presence filled my heart.
我想这个碗盘洗得也比较干净。
And I think I did a pretty good job washing the dishes.
所以我感谢我的主。
I thank my Lord.
主他常常是在他的温和里面来服侍我们。
A lot of times in his meekness, he ministers to us.
并且他在圣灵里面来带领我们摸到主的实际。
And also in Holy Spirit, he helps us to touch the reality of the Lord.
在我们的困难里面，好像在我们情绪低落当中，我们也能够在父的跟前说，父啊，你的美意本是如此。
And in challenges, and in when we are in a bad mood, we can still say that, God, if this is your will, then so be it.
所以我们实在是在主的跟前献上感谢。
So we really need to offer our thanks before God.
因为父在他里面为我们预备一切的丰盛。
Because in Jesus Christ, God has prepared all the riches for us.
在他福音，在他救恩里面为我们预备是何等样的周详。
And what a complete grace that he has prepared in the salvation.
他知道我们在人生道路中所走的每一步路。
And he knows every single step of our life's journey.
并且他懂得在人生道路中如何来引领我们。
And he knows exactly how to lead us in our way of life.
并且要在我们身上做工到一个地步，让他的生命能够流露出来。
And he will work and work and work in our lives until his life is manifested through us.
我们感谢主在我们身上的工作。
We thank the Lord for the work he has done in us.
我想这一点的负担也和弟兄姊妹交通，盼望我们能够一同在这个点上面能够学习跟随。
So this is my burden I share with you. Hopefully we can all learn together.
让主的谦和成为我们众人的谦和。
And may the Lord's meekness become our meekness.
当人与我们接触的时候，他们能够摸到主自己的谦和在我们身上。
So when people come in contact with us, they can touch the Lord's meekness.
最后好不好，我们再把诗歌第278首。
Let us sing hymn 278.
278首我们就唱两遍。
Hymn 278, we will sing it twice.
那之后我们一点祷告。
And then we'll have a word of prayer.
Chalai.
但愿耶稣基督比我先知。His wonderful passion and pure cleansing, Till next your mission made, All my nature refined, To the Jesus your mission be seen in me.
English.
And the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. All his wonderful passion and purity. Oh, thou spirit divine, oh, my nature refined, to the beauty of Jesus be seen in me.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们一同俯伏在你的跟前。
Lord, we bow down before you.
主，我们谢谢你是如何的谦卑柔和。
We thank you for your meekness and gentleness.
主，我们谢谢你在爱中拯救了我们。
We thank you for having saved us in your love.
并且将你自己宝贵的生命赏赐给我们。
And you have given us your precious life.
主啊，好让我们能够在这生命里面能够来经历你的丰盛。
So that we may experience your riches in this life.
主啊，我们实在是愿意在你面前有一个渴慕。
Lord, we say we are willing to have this desire.
主啊，让我们实在是看见你自己生命中的美丽。
And for us to see the beauty of your life.
并且给我们有一个愿意降服跟随的心。
So give us a heart willing to submit and to rely on you.
主啊，我们谢谢你将基督的谦和摆在我们的里面。
We thank you for giving us Jesus' meekness.
主啊，也愿这一个谦和成为我们众人的谦和。
May his meekness become our meekness.
也愿这一个谦和成为能够见证你，使你得荣耀。
May this meekness bring testimony and bring you glory.
主，我们谢谢你今天与我们同在。
We thank you for your presence today.
我们谢谢你借着你的话语对我们的心说话。
Thank you for speaking to us through your word.
主，我们愿意更多在生命中能够来跟随你。
We pray that we will follow you better in our lives.
主啊，好让你自己的工作能够快快的成就在你的教会当中。
So that your work may be accomplished soon in your church.
我们将祷告是奉主耶稣基督最宝贵的名。
We pray this in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.